sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. We've all heard that passage. We probably all know it off by heart. I'd like to just bring to mind a few things that don't readily come out from the reading of it. I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices. Just think on that. A sacrifice is permanent. It's not something you give and take back, is it? It's total commitment. Offer your bodies, that's our whole being, as a living sacrifice to God. Holy, because God is holy. And he says, be ye holy. Now I remember back in the, would be the late 60s, I heard a Moore College student addressing a congregation, and he said, it's like you're standing on the edge of a swimming pool and it says to you, if you jump into me, you're going to be wet because I'm wet. And God says, if you jump into me, you're going to be holy because I'm holy. Holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship or your reasonable service. And the word for reasonable in the Greek is logical. This is your logical service, the logical thing to do. But that second verse, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. Other translations put it, don't let the world squeeze you into its mould. But if you go back into the original language, that word conform is in the present continuous tense. Do not be being conformed. It's an ongoing process to the pattern of this world or to this present age. Eon. To the general society that we live in. Don't be being made like the rest of society, but be transformed. And that is also in the present continuous tense. Be being transformed. Now, transformed, metamorphosis. Like a grub is transformed into a caterpillar. It's a metamorphosis. It's a change that is not reversible. Be changed. How? By the renewing of your mind, of the way you think. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. The renewing of the mind is a key factor there. How many of us have our thinking out of kilter? We're up here, we're down here, we're out there, instead of being focused on God and God's will and God's ways. Because if we have the renewing of the mind, you'll be able to test and approve or know what God's will is for your life. Because you will be thinking God thoughts. You'll be open to receiving from God what he wants you to think. It'll get rid of a lot of stress, too. How many people live on adrenaline? We've got a couple of medical people here. And adrenaline's pretty toxic. Yeah, in small doses, as I understand, it's okay. It's creative for small doses. But when you're living on it, your body starts to react. And your body can't handle the continual toxins. So we start to break down in other areas. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And if your mind is in a right relationship with God, your body will follow. Is that a logical thing, Greg? Greg is a doctor. So it behoves us really to put our minds in right relationship with God. Let all our thinking be in right relationship with God. Let us concentrate on what God wants for us in our lives. But this can't happen unless we spend time in God's Word. I know I always go back to this, spending time in God's Word, but it is so essential. Because how can we know God unless we know His Word? How can we hope to understand our lives unless we read the manufacturer's handbook? Or as it was put to my grandmother, your father's letters. God's last will and testament for us. Our way of life. Now, for many years I've been in business producing manufacturers' handbooks for television, video, technical handbooks, and the instruction manuals. Now, you get a complex piece of equipment, the instruction manuals can be that thick. We're fortunate enough to be able to carry around the instruction manual with us if we want it. God's Word on the phone. Well, we have here complete comprehensive instruction manual. Do we spend time reading it so that God can speak to us through it? Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. Your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. That's three verses that come out of Psalm 119. And it just emphasizes the importance of God's word in our lives. He sent out his word and healed them. God's word can bring healing in our lives because it puts our mind in right relationship with God. Some people will say your healing is within you. Yes, God created the body to heal itself. It also uses doctors and nurses and psychologists. And pastors, and our brothers and sisters, to encourage us, to build us up, to be one in Christ, to be renewed in our minds. And if your mind is renewed, your body is going to follow suit. Because if your mind is out of kilter, your body's going to be out of kilter as well. Let us pray. Father God, bring us to that place, we pray, where we live a life
of repentance. Let us not be being conformed to the ways of this present age. But let us be changed. Let us be being changed as an ongoing process. Let us be being made holy as an ongoing process, that we may present our bodies, our whole complete selves, to you as a living sacrifice. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Take some healing powers back to where your churches are going. Ask for prayer in that area too. You know, God wants to move through all of us into each and every one of our communities. That's why we meet together. So even if you just want to be empowered in prayer, just come forward as well. Thanks.
Mercy is falling. The first one.